WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
And looking for impaired drivers. Have a designated driver if you're partaking of alcohol over New
Year's. At least one person is dead after
authorities in New Orleans say someone drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock local time this morning. And they will tow your car anywhere within 10 miles.
And there are fears the number of dead could increase. The driver is still at large.
Police in Juneau County are searching for a person of interest after three people were found dead in a home in New Lisbon on Monday afternoon.
There's some Republican discontent with the incumbent speaker, Mike Johnson.
Congressman Chip Roy said he does not think Johnson has the necessary votes to remain speaker, and it comes after a number of House Republicans grew frustrated with Johnson due to a bitter fight over spending that nearly caused a government shutdown before Christmas. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie already said he will not support Johnson, even after Johnson received an endorsement from President-elect Donald Trump.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The recent official says to just start by being kind to ourselves.
When people say resolutions, it's so absolute. Either I did it and was successful or I didn't and I'm a failure.
A study also found that people were more successful in achieving their resolutions if they were more approach-oriented goals than avoidance-oriented. In other words, it's easier to set out and achieve something specific than to try and get rid of a bad habit.
55-year-old Hilla Dalsonia covered nearly 10,000 miles in 2024. She's the first woman to ever run a marathon every single day of the year. She crossed the final finish line yesterday in her native Belgium. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks struggled in the first half, but were able to pull out a 120-112 win on the road over the Indiana Pacers. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in the second half.
Well, you know, at halftime, I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over. And then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make. And we were down 11. And so I'm thinking at halftime, like, this game can go our way still. I thought the zone turned the game around for us, obviously, defensively. And I thought we fell into two sets that our spread and our angle, where we spaced the floor open so we can go downhill and make plays. And I thought our passing improved in the second half. And once we start passing to each other, we kept scoring.
College hoops, number 8th ranked Marquette beat Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island. Cam Jones with 18 points and 10 assists for the Golden Eagles. NFL, the Packers back at practice, preparing to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine here on New Year's Day. Our high right around 29 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 26. Friday will be mostly sunny and cooler with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners at WGBW and WISS. I'm Amanda, filling in for just a little bit. As the guys are off this morning, seriously, they needed a break. Who knows what they were actually doing last night. So, in the meantime, I have collected bits and pieces all throughout the year of 2024, which is now in the past, and created this extra special episode just for you guys. We're going to be talking about health. Physical health, mental health, how to help in our community, and help each other. It's going to be fun, so sit back, relax. The guys will be back tomorrow, I promise. And in the meantime, how about we...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Carrie Josephson and Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. Give us a report. We're asking everybody that comes in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was white out there.
Okay.
It's a little, well, it was a little less white like 30 seconds ago, but not anymore.
Are the roads okay?
I thought the roads were okay.
Just slushy. All right. No. But at least, like we said, it's warm enough where it's not, like Jim said, 17 and freezing. So
not yet.
Not yet. But and you got big events coming up, too.
I just want to say, I know it freezes at 32, but you could the tires keep it wet at 32, right. But you get down to like 17, this stuff is ice, and mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah.
What did I get wrong that day? We were having a trivia contest.
Celsius is how many? Yeah.
What is it again?
Zero.
Okay. I missed that day.
Freezing. Freezing.
I had the whooping cough.
That was a long time ago.
And
you know, you only needed
school.
That for like your ACTs.
I know.
We're
what did you
now.
Get on your ACT?
Two.
Come on, tell me.
I think a 30.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I got 31, but that's good.
You lied.
You did not.
You just had to one up me.
No,
didn't
I did.
Wendy, what did you get on your ACT?
I don't remember.
You
must
do
not
too.
Have been.
You're
good.
Lying. You're no. lying. Everybody remembers their ACT.
We'll they call remember my that. Dad after this show and verify because I guarantee it's in the filing cabinet.
You'll always remember the first album you ever bought. You'll remember the first time you got to use the car by yourself, right, Todd?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you remember what you got on your ACT.
And your driver's test. Well, I guess the same thing.
Yeah.
As driving. No, 22. That's it.
Your ACT?
Yeah.
22?
But
come on now.
I would think that. Right? Would you think it would be much higher?
I would.
Mine was 23. Yeah.
His was
so I beat him.
His was higher than mine.
Yeah.
I really got 22.
What do you think about that?
But I went to, John, where's my cup?
Oh, yeah. I broke it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He had his cup from Harvard Business School.
even though I got a 22.
One of the... Okay.
I was a legacy. My dad
one of the hardest,
you know, that's only one piece in a really big puzzle.
Thank you, Mom.
One of the hardest things I've ever done in life was not laugh really hard when that broke, because he almost cried. He was trying to figure... I can't lose together, I think. That's right. I got another one somewhere.
Well, next time, instead of the cherry bones, I'll bring you a Harvard cup.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, there we go. Nice gifts. Cherry bones.
In a Harvard cup?
I'd be okay with that.
Anyway, you guys are working in an industry or giving your time to an industry that everybody's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's growing. There's, you know, I had a sister who died with that, and Johnny and I were just talking about that
sister
this morning. And this is great what you're doing, and we need two things. We need awareness,
absolutely,
and we need money. Because the money goes into research. And so what are some of the things you guys are working on?
Some of the things,
you know, we were just on not that long ago, last week, I believe, talking about the Attacking All's volleyball game. So that happened last Friday. So it's UWGB women's volleyball. It was an amazing game. They won. Yay. Go Phoenix.
Isn't women's college volleyball awesome?
Yes, it was. It was a
awesome.
Blast. So much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they raised over $13,000. So,
phenomenal.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Coach Abby Sutherland and her dad, Rob, who do all of this in honor of Abby's mom, Rhonda, who passed away from early onset Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. But the team is so supportive, and we really appreciate all that they do.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll tell you what, you guys work your butts off to get the word out, don't you?
We do.
I mean, you really do. I think
we
that's awesome.
We have a lot of offerings so that people can...
At what point would you guys even suggest, recommend, okay, you've done everything you could, now you need professional help. What are some of the, hot button points that you say to yourself, uh-oh?
Yeah, I typically tell family members it's when their own health starts to get impacted, when they start neglecting, not going to doctor's appointments, or a lot of times if it's the wife who is very tiny and the husband is like 6'5" and she's, 5'4".
He's on the floor, he falls
falling.
In the bathroom.
Yep.
I know, It's like, look, you love him, but there's better care.
And the key thing is you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's the gift you give that person. If you want to be there the whole time through their journey, you need to take care of yourself first. Because too many times families, the spouse will pass before the person who is living with, the disease.
Sure.
And it's just because they just neglected themselves.
Well, another thing, too, it's like when my World War II guys back when I interviewed them, several of them had bells on their door. And at first, I didn't know what that. And I was like, "Well, because my wife, she might wander off."
Oh yeah.
Right.
So I mean, these guys were in their mid-80s, and there's the stress on them couldn't be good.
And the
for
fear
them.
You live with, just not only cooking, but my sister lived, and they had a pond there. It's like, is this a good idea?
But just it was the stress 24/7.
Exactly, and you really gotta. I could put them on a leash, but boy, close to it. I mean, you really got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, those air tags are really nice. You know,
what's that?
Put air tags from the Apple product, and you can track where they go.
Oh,
okay, all right. That,
oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. Me either.
Oh, wow.
We're like, oxygen.
We had no idea.
We got it now because I get the whole airdrop thing. I got it now. It just took a little while. It's also only 8.
Yeah, and you know what? It's one of those things where, like Jim and I talked, I'm not sure there's a family in America that either hasn't or won't be affected by it. It just is an epidemic in some ways. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It is very hard to find anyone who doesn't have a connection in one way or another.
Hey, Wendy, could I will ask you a question, too?
Sure.
Just like, and I think I've talked about this before on the show. My father had it. My grandparents had it. Uncles, all that kind of stuff. So I'm a little worried about this, right? And I kind of feel like I'm seeing signs myself already at my age.
Okay.
What are some things we can look for if we're worried about it? I've talked to doctors, but they're like, you're kind of young to be worrying about that. And here I am stressing out.
Yeah, well, stress doesn't help.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I have to work with these two guys.
Yeah,
right?
that would do
Can
it.
You imagine,
right there.
Right?
Right there. It's like me with Carrie.
Wouldn't you love to get up at 4 in the morning, drive an hour, and come in and deal with us?
Actually, it would be probably fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, but no, I think one thing we have to be aware of is the stress.
Yeah.
If we're not getting enough sleep, that has a huge impact. So 4 in the morning would not do me good at all. I am not a morning person. And I'm not a night person, so maybe I'm more day.
Give me the hours you will work. Okay?
Yeah. 9 to 9:30
Okay. Perfect.
AM. No. But no, I think what you have to worry about is if it's become consistent and starts to impact your daily living. So, you know, we all misplace our keys. We all, you know, but we can retrace our steps.
Right.
It's when you no longer can do that.
Okay. What about when a person repeats themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
You?
Like this.
You?
Do I do that?
You and Jim?
Do we do that?
Nikki,
telling,
what do you think?
Telling stories and anecdotes
that you've
multiple times.
Like which ones?
But maybe in the same visit.
Which ones? Which stories? Go ahead.
All of them. Not broadcastable, usually.
Maybe we should talk about which ones aren't repeated.
Wow.
Too soon?
I'm podcast like, episode.
Am I still invited
That's
back?
Absolutely. You're going to help us co-host the podcast episode where the FCC cannot monitor conversation. Yeah.
Wow.
We're all there, Johnny. Wow. Don't worry about it. We're here for
and
you.
And I complimented your pigtails today. Yeah,
it's taking nice. That back.
Yeah, nice, way back.
Nice to be.
Way back. Wow. You got any openings at your place? You can come work for? No, not at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
So let me ask this other question in seriousness with that. When somebody does notice that, okay, the mm-hmm. person, should they contact you guys or what should they do?
They should
Where
talk,
do they go?
They need to talk to their primary care physician
okay.
first. And then if their primary care physician doesn't seem like they're helping them, then I would reach out to a specialist
but
or reach out to
that's
us.
That's a tough conversation to have, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? I mean,
oh, yeah.
obviously not for Nikki, but for other people.
Hey, that sometimes we do have to just cut through the awkwardness, right?
Right.
Yeah,
will you guys stick around? Can we continue to talk about this?
This isn't awkward at all. Nikki stepping in, capably. Did you have a good time last week? Or this week?
Earlier
filling
this
in?
Week.
Earlier
yeah.
this week?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Thanks
good.
For...
Thanks for
allowing
filling in.
Me the opportunity.
Thank you.
I'm sure Jim is glad to see you.
He told me no. He said he'd rather work with you. That's what he said.
Yeah. Sometimes the truth
Although that, I'm a little stunned about what you said, that he and I repeat the same stories. I disagree with that. I don't think we do.
Well, and so this is a great segue for
yes,
how to address
yes.
the problem head on when maybe somebody's in denial or when you do want to approach a loved one or...
Todd, do I repeat the same stories?
I'm sorry?
Do I repeat the same stories?
Come again? Sometimes, but they're good stories, John. It's like
right,
a really good storyteller
okay.
knows the good ones and tells them over and
okay.
over.
All right, I feel
and
better.
And that's yeah. maybe why we, and because you are such a fantastic storyteller,
yes.
and it's obviously content, right?
Right.
Okay. And it's all contextual, depending on, because you also, when you tell a story, even yeah. though it's almost like a Seinfeld episode, right, mm. where there's so many... plot points or
well,
storylines in one.
Todd understands. Todd, what's my strategy there?
I have no idea.
I weave.
I weave. Yeah.
I,
weave.
I go here.
You appreciate your honesty,
here.
Todd.
And I weave.
Well,
back to here.
Taken from the one who started it all.
Yeah, thank you. So, Carrie and Wendy with Alzheimer's Association.
We leaned
thank
into
you, Todd.
That.
Yeah.
We leaned into that.
All right, fine. But we were talking about the volleyball thing. They said it went over phenomenal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
$13,000.
Over $13,000.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yes.
And to have Marty get out there and share, did you remind everybody who Marty is, though, as not just a testimonial?
Correct.
But
so
the former
Wisconsin governor. So Marty lost his wife, Elaine, to Alzheimer's a few years ago and wrote a book called My Two Elaines, just talking about his experience with caregiving. And he's been doing speaking engagements for quite some time just to help other caregivers, you know, kind of understand that what they're going through is something a lot of people experience.
And we talk about that. I mean, you feel mm-hmm. bad for the person who has Alzheimer's, but
right.
boy, what's the word I'm looking for? The responsibility to the caregiver.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes harder for the caregiver than it
right.
is the person. At some point, it transitions, unfortunately, where it all lands on them.
Yes. Marty Schreiber. He was actually also honored at the game. Mm-hmm. They presented him with the game ball for all the work that he has done supporting
caregivers.
He was
governor of Wisconsin?
He was.
Mm-hmm. Jim.
Like late
70s. Fact check.
How do I not know him?
Oh, gosh.
You have to meet him.
We'll put the right record on. It'll all come back to you. Thank
like
you, ladies, for exactly what you're doing.
Hey,
and
Trucker,
getting
give us
out
a
there.
Honk out there. It's Trucker Thursday. Come on, performance service. Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
All right, great having you guys here.
Thank you
Keep
so
doing
much.
What you guys do. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back right after this.
Some tell my mind it breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now, though, this is a good one. Elena Parman. Elena is a, what would you call
it? A saint.
Okay, just wait. I'm trying to break. I'm trying to touch on something a little bit. She is a personal trainer with a lot of patience and a lot of knowledge, and and she is my personal trainer. You know what she said, Todd? She goes, Jim tells it like it is.
He does.
Like, what?
He'll say something sometimes that I don't even know how to respond to, but I just take it as it is.
So, okay, Elena, you are this Western racket and fitness trainer.
Yes.
How'd you get into that?
Actually, my background is in news. So I was a news anchor for a decade. And then my husband and I moved here for his job.
Where were you anchoring?
I was anchoring in Cincinnati. And then also I was in Indianapolis, Rochester, Minnesota.
And then you came here.
Then I came here. Yeah. And I've loved being in Green Bay, but I was wondering what's next. And I've always had a passion for fitness. I'm a certified yoga instructor, so I figured why not broaden the horizons.
Nice.
I've always been the fitness friend in the friend group. I would, train friends for fun on the side, so I decided to make it official.
Well, how can I be your friend when I have to pay $80 every time I see you?
Well, I don't do the free training thing.
Okay,
everybody
your
is
license.
Charged.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
That's great that you're in this and you found Western.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I interviewed at a few different places and the community at Western, it just felt like a perfect fit for me. Everybody's so welcoming. And
we've had Tad on here.
Okay.
The nutritionist guy.
He's hilarious.
Yes. And then we had Mary's boyfriend, the football player. He owns a beauty shop.
Oh, yeah. Jared.
Jared.
Yeah.
Jared's been on here, too. And I know he's at Western all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now he knows.
You were going to come here and, John kind of chickened out. We're going to do push-ups today.
Well, guess what? When I train you in 2 hours, you're going to do push-ups for me. Yeah. So. In 2 hours, Jim will be doing burpees and push-ups.
Elena, I got some cash in my pocket. Can I, sweeten the deal and have you videotape that for
yeah.
us?
Yeah.
No, can't okay, do that. Great. No, we signed that thing, right? It's little privacy. It's HIPAA, even though it's like not because we have big HIPAAs. It's because we...
She could blow her out your face.
Yeah, she...
So.
Yeah, okay.
I can do that.
Oh, that's Jim.
Yeah.
So, look, the holidays are coming up and people are going to be invited to a lot of things. So tell me though, what can people do? I mean, this is a tough time of year.
Yeah.
Because of the invitations.
Yeah.
And the stress.
Stress, yes. So, you know, for me, during the holidays, a big thing is meditation. So, you know, I wake up, meditate for at least 5 or 10 minutes, and that kind of sets the tone for the day. Also, first thing in the morning, workout. That'll help keep your sanity at bay.
Right.
And also, you know, it just makes you feel better. Not even from a physical standpoint, but from a mental standpoint as well. Helps to cure that stress.
Do you hit the snooze alarm when you meditate?
No. No.
That would be called sleep for me.
So you
wake up and then you meditate.
Wake up, meditate.
You must get out of bed and sit on a chair or something, right?
I get up. Well, I do moving meditation. So it's possible. Oh. So there is, you know, there's such thing as moving meditation. There's also, you know, sitting in one place. But it's very hard for me to sit in one place. So I do it as I'm doing little things in the morning. I don't know. It's probably not as good as sitting in one place type of meditation, but it's what it works for me.
But that can help with the stress.
It can. Okay. Absolutely.
Because people, you know, they do gain a little bit of weight this time of year. And there's so many, like, we had a lady come in here. Get this. Did I tell you about that Coach Kathy that came in here?
You did tell me. Okay, yeah.
And she brought in cookies, and they're really good.
Yeah.
I was like, but she must make that and be disciplined enough not to eat them or something.
Stop at one or, right, you know, it's hard to do, but you do have to be disciplined. And, you know, another thing, when going to parties, bring a healthy dish.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, you know, if you're trying to watch what you're eating, bring something you know is healthy. And if you don't see any other healthy options, you can eat.
You at least have that.
Yeah, you'll at least have that.
And then next season, nobody will invite you to the party because you brought it.
Yeah.
Who brought that?
I guess
what the hell was that?
One.
And green and orange? What was that? I don't know.
I'm going to
She took it home. She's the only
gyms.
One that ate it.
There you go.
I'm good. I got everything we need. Don't bring anything. But it is a tough time. And I want to talk about the stress a little bit. I want you to talk a little bit more about yoga because we can go see you, but people can do that online, right?
You can do it online. Yeah, you can, you know, there are YouTube videos. There's a really good yoga online YouTube woman. Her name's Yoga with Adrian. She started doing it before the online videos became a big thing. And then she kind of blew up, I guess you would say, in popularity. That's a good person to follow for yoga routines that are online, I think. Yoga with Adrian. She's on YouTube. So that's a good. Those are some good videos.
All right. Well, let's keep that in mind. Yoga with Elena.
Yeah. Yoga.
No, it's Adrian. I know. I got that.
That actually could
So, all right.
Thing.
A little bit of yoga. Tell me about what people should be eating. And I know you're going to tell me fruits and vegetables, but
yeah.
But I mean, tell me about cheating a little bit. How do you get through the holidays? You're in obviously great shape. How do you get through it?
It's a little, so I can't prescribe meals because I'm not a certified nutritionist, but in general, it's good to, you know, have protein at every meal and make sure you get in the adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables per day. If you don't want to consume them, drink a juice, you know, like a cold pressed juice. A shout out to Bonafide. I love that place.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's good. Doctor said to eat the protein first.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not educated in the order of what to eat.
Yeah. But which works for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with that. And then the fruits and vegetables and then eat the carbs last.
Yeah.
To be fine.
That works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that makes sense.
Making sure
it works for him.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Just make sure, you know, you get the protein, the carbs, a fruit or a vegetable in every meal. That's a good, you know, baseline to start at.
All right. Let's talk about working out.
Yep.
So, tell me a little bit about Western. You know, there's great places here, I think, in Green Bay. I mean, you got to admit, the Y
lots
system
of
here is good.
Lots of good options.
And, you know, Planet Fitness is all right.
Mm-hmm.
A little less expensive.
Yeah, there's options for everyone, for every budget.
Cool.
I think it's great. And for Western particularly, we do have some specials that are going on right now. I'm going to pull them up just so I don't mess it up.
All right. No, that's
good. Yeah, yeah. So, receive 10% off of a membership when you pay for an annual membership.
Cool.
So that's a good deal that's going on right now. You can reach out to Amy, who is our membership person, if you're interested in joining Western. And, don't feel as if you're interested and you do a tour that you have to buy a membership. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's a free consultation type thing. And you go in tour, see if it's a good fit for you. We also have personal training special offers, which I do think, you know, a plug for personal training. I think it's a good thing to invest in.
Well, you have 19 there, don't you?
The difference.
You have a lot of personal trainers.
We have a lot
trainers.
Of personal
when
trainers.
When I go at 10 o'clock, Todd, I swear to God, everybody there is with a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Maybe there's
awesome.
One guy who's not, but 90% of the people when I go have a personal trainer.
Yep.
Which
they push you. We push you.
Well, yeah, it's
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. You know, I've worked out with a trainer before, and the difference between how I push myself when I'm working out by myself versus when I'm with a personal trainer, it's like night and day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So what's the deal?
So the deal.
What's my new deal?
Purchase 12 to 24 PT sessions, get one free. 36 to 48, get two free. 72 to 96, get three free. 108 to 144, four free. 6 months of membership or four free sessions with 144.
Oh, good deal. Amy has all that?
Amy has all that.
All right, we're going to be right back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. Happy New Year's Eve. Today is often a day for reflection, and as we round out the year, we recap 2024 with Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
Gene Schrieffer leads Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. He reflects on how the FSA office has been able to adapt to some of the challenges since he started with the office about 4 years ago.
We were in the midst, turned out to be the tail end of COVID, doing a lot more remote work. And thinking back to those times and before then, it wasn't until we had our backs against the wall that we were forced to change, to learn different ways of delivering farm programs. You know, and I remember USDA, FSA offices, NRCS offices were closed. It was remote. We had to do things by phone. Thinking about all the times I had to come into the office to fill out my crop reporting, fill out this form, complete this survey, whatever. It's like, oh, how are we going to do that? And we figured it out, or they figured it out. I hope we continue with that momentum.
Gene Schrieffer is the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. The state's show pig industry continues to grow, and it's drawing families from not only farms or hobby farms, but also urban areas. And as the demand for show pigs rises, Wisconsin breeders are stepping up to meet it. The swine team with the Division of Extension is hosting the Show Pig Symposium. This will be on January 11th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. The event is open to everyone, from first-time pig owners to experienced breeders. Attendees are asked to register by January 3rd. You can do that at WPPA.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Happy New Year's Eve.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine here on New Year's Day. Our high right around 29 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 26. Friday will be mostly sunny and cooler with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And now a person that we've had, not even on the air.
No, but we've been doing this for a little over a year and 2 months or something. And, you know, 2-3 guests a day. Well,
year and a half, but.
Okay, but you are, Johnny's right, you know.
We sit here and talk about you, like in normal conversation. How did she do it? Did you see what she did?
It just.
You amaze us.
Right, and we gave you the title coach, right? Or did you give
you
the title?
No, you did.
Okay, so Coach Kathy, and the reason we're so impressed with so many of our guests, but especially Kathy, she has lost.
Okay, wait. Didn't this start by her listening to us? It's like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Here's what you need to do, for crying out louder. Isn't that how it starts?
In a much nicer way, but yes, that's exactly how this relationship began.
Well, what we're so impressed about is you've lost over 200 pounds, and you've done it without a lot of medical.
Back up a little bit. You knew her.
I did.
Before. You worked together. That's what makes this story comes in full circle.
It's weird because you walked in and you know, you look at someone's eyes and do we know each other? And you're like, yeah, we work together. But that was 200 pounds ago. And you look different. You got a lot more energy, right? And you attested to that. But the reason that Johnny and I are so impressed with you is that you've lost 200 pounds without a lot of.
235.
Without a medical, whatever, tummy tucks, whatever they call that.
No, or Ozempic.
And
Nothing.
And you've walked. You walk a lot, and you do it in Green Bay and every day. So it can happen.
You're inspirational.
You're inspirational.
Absolutely can happen. I walk 5 to 7 miles a day.
Wow. And even this morning, you went out and walked.
Even this morning.
Unbelievable.
And outside, or do you go to the airport?
No, I go outside.
And just to bring up one other aspect, because this isn't extraordinary enough that you lost 235 pounds by diet and walking. But tell the other aspect.
No, I don't diet. No,
the other one. You've got a prosthetic.
I do.
It's amazing. Think about this. For those of us that sit around and wallow, woe is me. I don't know why I can't lose weight. Those stairs are hard. I'm going to take those.
It's cold.
You suffered a tragic accident, lost a leg, and you still lost 235 pounds, and you still walk every single day. Zero. I can't imagine if you literally were a coach, a lifestyle coach, whatever. I can't imagine an excuse somebody could where you'd be. Well, did you walk this week? No. You know why? Because. Right. And I could just see you take that week.
Don't give
bleep
me that
out
exactly.
Of here. Yeah, I can see you being that.
That's
way.
Exactly what I would say.
Yeah, and you have such a nice, outgoing personality. And have you thought about leveraging this into
professionally
a podcast or a charging for seminars or
no not really.
Well, if I could make that happen for 20%,
no, always in for a profit.
No, I just think it's and I think it's great that you're sharing this. Tell us what some of the how long has this been?
It's been almost 2.5 year process.
Okay,
that's not two and a half years is nothing,
right?
To lose 235 pounds.
I don't like to say diet.
No, I know you don't. Diet. I know.
But
and you bring us in a big platter of homemade cookies here.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I felt guilty.
Well, you should.
Tell me, though.
Because you made us feel bad about ourselves.
But the impetus to this wasn't anything major. You were just trying on clothes at Kohl's. You looked in the mirror and said, I'm done.
Yep.
So I think a lot of people have done that. But then they go out and dye it for a day or
two. There's something weird about those mirrors at Kohl's, though. I'm being honest with you on that, too. There's something weird, but okay, they don't make you look. Those are not flattering mirrors.
Some hotels have flattering mirrors. But
they do,
yeah,
with
they
a
do.
Different kind of they lighting. Do.
It's different lighting. And it.
Yep.
But anyway, so you did that. But a lot of, my point is a lot of people do that. And I think they go home and say, the hell with it. I couldn't believe how I looked. I didn't buy anything. But then 3 days.
I think because they go on a restrictive diet and they cut out everything good. You can't do that. It's moderation. Moderate everything. Get a whole hoagie, eat half, not the whole hoagie.
You know, I talked to somebody one time and they said, people, it's easy for people to sit on the outside and say, well, don't eat this. But he said, it's almost like with some eating can get to be as addictive as smoking or drinking or what other type of things. Eating can get to be that addictive. And even if you're not hungry, your mind says, I need that. Like you're reaching for a cigarette
absolutely.
Or something.
So we talked a little bit yesterday.
Vegetables and fruit.
But this emotional eater thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have stress and anxiety or whatever.
I eat when I'm angry.
Right. Which is, that's why.
So I have a weight problem.
Yeah. What, how did you deal with that element of the, not so much the nutrition, but just the.
Fruits and vegetables. I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Like when you say that, you mean like frozen vegetables for dinner or just...
Oh, I eat vegetables all the time, but I'll eat raw green beans, chomp, something that crunches. I love the crunch.
But does that help, not only fill you up, but does that do something for your brain?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Because that's so important, right? That's what this article I read
that's
was.
That's the other thing she's
it's
got over
It's your brain
us.
That is telling you to eat versus your body saying I'm hungry.
And drinking a lot of water. People don't realize how important water is when you want to lose weight. I drink 90 ounces of water a day.
Was that like a gallon? Hey, we asked George Washington.
64.
General, how much is 90? How much is 90 ounces? No one knows.
But a lot of hunger is from water. You just don't have enough water. We don't drink enough water.
How much would you recommend a normal person drinking? And I don't mean that you're abnormal, but I mean somebody just starting.
60 ounces.
I need to lose.
That's a gallon.
Weight.
That's a gallon. A gallon of water a day. That's a lot.
I drink a lot of water, but I put Tang in it.
And
is that okay?
That's okay.
Yeah,
bourbon.
That's okay.
No,
okay.
I don't, Jim. You know what I drink? You know what I had this morning though? You know what I've just? You know what is so good? So I bought a big thing of protein mix. Yes. Okay, protein powder.
Very good for you.
Yes. So you know what I do though? I mix it with. Cause I always keep a jug of Tang. Or cranberry juice, okay? And this morning, when you do it with Tang, it tastes like an old Orange Julius.
Oh, really?
It tastes delicious. But I did it with the cranberry juice today. You want to talk about something delicious. Protein powder and cranberry juice. It might sound crazy, but it's delicious. You feel like you're drinking a shake, a really good shake.
And let's just keep doing that for 2.5 years.
Absolutely.
Well, you got to get out there and move.
How much protein should a person have?
When I first started, I did 40 ounces of protein a day.
Okay.
They recommend like 30.
Okay.
But I just replaced a lot of food with protein.
Because if you're working out the way you do, you got to have that, don't you?
Okay. Yes.
And can you do one without the other? Can you really just exercise? Like, that's a lot, 4 hours a day, but even 2 hours... and eat what you want? Or
no, I don't recommend doing that.
Could you just diet?
You've got to moderate what you're eating. You've got to make better choices.
You've
got to drink water, and I separate my exercise during the day.
Okay.
Are there foods you literally won't eat anymore compared to when you were 235 pounds more?
No.
No. You still...
Yes.
Wow.
Did you swear off anything? Like, I will never...
In the beginning, I did. I got rid of ice cream, fried foods, things that were very high calorie.
Yeah.
But now I'll eat them occasionally.
But your body, your system must be like a blast furnace at this point, though, too, right?
It is. Once you get it going,
yeah,
it keeps going.
Yeah.
But you have to
get there.
Don't think people, and maybe I'm speaking of myself, have the discipline you have. Did you go did you go to Overeaters Anonymous?
I was like that.
Did you go any, did you have a coach?
No. In the beginning, I can't tell you over the years how many times I dieted.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster. I mean, every time I had these big hopes, I was going to do it this time. But this time when it hit me, I just said, I have to, for my health's sake. I was taking like 15 different medications. It was craziness. And I said, I've got to do this for the sake of my grandchildren.
Would you mind telling us what your top was, your top weight?
353 pounds.
And unbelievable.
I can't believe that your frame could even handle that.
I was talking to her before she came in, and she says now she's at the level she wants to be. She's at her goal rate. She's maintaining. She's actually had to increase her intake a little bit of food or
because your body's burning it all up so much.
It is.
That's the thing. How do you get to that point of your body
using more than you take in?
She keeps telling you.
Part of it's not taking it in. Right.
That all sounds hard. Tell us something that would be easy.
But I mean, I want to talk about
moderation and movement.
Again, I want to talk about the discipline that you have that some of us don't. Did you have a partner or did your husband join or do you have a...
But he has lost weight too because of the food choices that I've made, so... But he eats the same foods, and he's also lost quite a bit of weight.
Jim brought up something earlier that I don't think we should blow off. I think you need to, whether it's a podcast, whether it's speaking, whether it's writing a book, I think this story needs to be told.
And how old were you when you said, look, I'm when you went to Kohl's? You don't have to tell me if you don't
want. I was 62.
See, and there's a lot of
61. I was 61.
So we're right there.
Mm-hmm. Or used to be.
not with the 343, but wow, that is totally impressive. Tell me some of the reactions. Are there some people you haven't seen in 2.5 years that you run into?
Yeah, people will say, well, your skin isn't saggy. Well, I really do stretches and exercises for that. The water helps bring your skin back so that you don't have all the sagging skin on your body. So
I have a trainer, and I was telling her about you, that you're coming on today, and she had asked that, how does she look? I said, she looks great. You know, I mean, you don't have that, like you look... Some people lose a lot.
That's always been one of my fears. You lose too much, and then you look like Al Roker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one of John's fears. John, she just said if you drink a lot of water,
That really happens because of really rapid weight loss.
Okay.
You really want to spread this over time and not expect it to be overnight.
We're taking like a pound a year. So
yeah, we're taking it slow. You know, I will say this, though. This summer when I started losing weight, because I lost, how much did I lose? About 13 pounds.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah, I was up to, I was 233 and now I'm 217. So I mean, that's 16. More. Yeah. But here's my goal was, I walked a lot. Okay, in the summer, I hate doing anything in cold weather, but I loved walking in hot weather, getting that really good sweat. And my goal was to lose 1 pound by exercise and 1 pound by eating better per week. And I felt like that way it wasn't overwhelming. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'll walk 4 times this week and maybe I'll lose a pound or close to it. And then I liked doing it that way versus all in, because some people, and you talked about failing with diets. Jim and I are perfect examples of that. But, you know, you're right. I used to try to go, I'm going to run 6 miles a day. And then after 2 weeks, it's like, man, do I have shin splints? Do I have whatever? And you go on the shelf for a month. Or you're right. I'm only going to eat, you know, no carbs for the rest of my life.
Just greens. Yeah,
exactly. And it's so hard.
Yeah, you can't do that. And also, I wouldn't even put an expectation of I'm going to lose 5 pounds this week or next week or by the end of the month. Don't even just change how you're eating. And get moving. Get out there and move.
And every day you walk?
Every day.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Outside.
I don't know if that's healthy, outside. Kathy. I think they say you're supposed to take some time off. That's what I do.
Oh. So I look at her, and then I look at you guys. One of these things does not belong here, meaning she looks so much healthier.
I know. I think he might be talking about the cookies don't belong.
You know how many steps I took last Sunday when the games were all on?
There was a lot of football.
I took 136 steps for the day.
The day.
Oh, my.
But there was football on all day.
Yeah, so that's...
I think the lowest I had in step count was the other day. It was 17,000.
Really? That's miles.
Yeah.
17,000.
Yes.
Lowest.
Well, you're tall, though. You got long legs.
Yep.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that's
okay,
why.
That's why we're at 300.
Mm-hmm. That's why I had 160.
What do you do when you're not walking? I mean,
I craft a lot. I do, a
which
lot
is a
crafting.
Beautiful gift you gave
Love
us
that.
Today. This.
Can may I ask a personal question? Mm-hmm. Do you drink alcohol at all?
Occasionally.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Just occasionally,
See, John,
though. But
don't be
very
afraid,
rare.
John. Don't be afraid.
Shut up, Jim. Shut up. So if somebody wants to lose, well, it's too quick, or too soon probably for the holidays. But if somebody says, okay, I'm going to get through the holidays, and everybody does this, yeah. I'm going to enjoy the holidays, and I'm going to eat as much as I want. But boy, start of the year, it's a whole new me. We're going to touch on that as soon as we come back. Because
January 1 is a cool day to start a diet.
And you know what? It makes you feel so good.
And work out.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to eat this plate of bacon bits at Jim's party because, boy, on January 2nd.
It's all over.
Oh, I'm doing 17,000 steps and drinking 2 gallons of water. We're going to start our quick break. Coach Kathy Brotz joining us back after this.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 16th at 7 p.m., Boys Varsity Hockey plays Appleton North at Appleton. Then at 7:30, Girls Varsity Basketball travels to the FHS Fieldhouse to take on Fond du Lac High. Meanwhile at 7:30, Boys Varsity Basketball plays Fond du Lac High School at home. At 6 and 7:45 p.m. on January 16th is Boys Varsity Wrestling Double Duels at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30 is the Boys Varsity Invitational at Appleton North High. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back. Favorite day of the week, Trucker Thursday, here with Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course worldwide with the Civic Media app. And we are being joined here by Coach Kathy Brotz. And we call her Coach because, as we mentioned, she found a way to lose 235 pounds, although she did one of those crazy, whatever you want to call it, bizarre ways of doing it that I would not recommend. It worked for her. I wouldn't recommend it. A lot of exercise, a lot of water, and watch what you eat.
Yeah,
and I think those weird ones, those fad things, another one of your failed diets. Yeah, yeah, I'm going back to all bacon.
No.
Hi, Kathy.
But bacon?
You know, Coach Kathy, the reason we call you coaches, we've had many, many coaches on this show over the last year and a half, and they're leaders, and people look up to them, and that's why you should.
Because we've all tried to lose weight, and we know how hard it is to lose weight.
It is.
So looking at somebody like you is truly inspirational.
And you started at 61, which there's a lot of us who are around there, and I just think and it didn't cost you. It's not like you went and spent a lot of money, and I forgot what the money is on diet. It's in the billions.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable what Americans spend on that. You didn't do any of that.
Nope.
And you did it all here in Green Bay.
I did.
No flying to a fat farm and this is what we got to do. And
I'm not sure that's a proper term anymore.
They're out there. They're out there.
They're out there, yes.
They're out there. Okay, whatever.
But, I mean, the streets of Green Bay was your...
Outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
With all the access to food we have here, and I'm talking fast food, restaurants, you know, there's always good deals.
But it's also part of the culture here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. There's football tonight. You really think people are going to be, I hope they eat their green beans, but I'm just not feeling it. I think what I'm trying to say is...
I'm just laughing with the text we got.
Oh, I just want to get back to that discipline thing. Did you slip? Did you have... Doesn't seem like you did.
No, I didn't. Once I decided, it's kind of like years ago I used to smoke, and one day I just said, that's it. I had like a whole pack of cigarettes. I said, I'm done. And I just...
Okay, you got a strong willpower then. You do.
I think if there's smoking, drinking, eating, eating's got to be the most difficult. Because smoking, it's hard to quit, but it's not impossible. You don't have friends coming up to you, you know, hey, you want a cigarette. But
Did you smoke?
I never did. Same with Kathy, though. It was just one day, I'm like, what am I doing this for? Yeah. Boom. But that discipline hasn't worked with the diet. So I got to read your book.
I think that's why you can't diet.
And you can't
change what you're eating.
Well,
Keep eating what you're eating, but in lesser amounts.
I'm going to say this, though. My favorite thing would be being out in the garage and doing stuff with old wood. Your thing is being in the kitchen making really good, tasty, delicious food. When you have that ability, for me, I would have to go drive to somewhere and order and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. When you can walk in your kitchen and do that.
Yeah. And I like shopping, too. I do. I like grocery shopping.
It's kind of like a guy that's a bartender who's trying to quit drinking.
Stay out of the liquor store.
But you can buy a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay.
By the way, Jim actually tries to...
A lot of protein.
Jim, another one of his failed endeavors, I'll be honest with you, was when he tried putting together an organization. He actually tried, because one thing with Jim, it's always financial. I was looking for a site, whatever. He had an idea for something. It hasn't really gotten off the ground yet, but... One of the reasons he wanted to have you here is to see if you want to be involved with...
What are you talking about?
Something. Well, go ahead, Todd.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap, I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionists, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That is.
So, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. Wow. So he wants to know if you want to be a part of that.
Sure, I'll help you.
Okay, all right. I don't know what it's going to take, but yeah, we just have some fun with this. But I think not everybody, but the majority of people would like to lose some weight.
Sure. After the new year, start moderating how much you eat, start moving more.
I will say one thing. When I did all that walking this summer, the number one thing I was most happy with is my blood pressure went down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I've got high blood pressure, and it was like, this thing I'm using that I bought from CVS must not work. Then I went into the doctor's room, and it was the same. Yeah. And they're like, hey, what are you doing?
Didn't you overall feel better?
Yes! Though? No question.
The outdoors.
No question.
It's pre-diabetes that weight loss can take care of a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you, it's not too political, but what do you think about the government paying for Ozempic?
I think it's terrible. I think we've yet to see the dangers in that medication.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people are going to have problems.
Because that's being talked about. You know, that's going to be kicked around before January 20th. So, interesting. And you're a good example of why people don't need that.
Exactly.
You didn't use anything.
It's not like a magic thing. If you still eat the same way you did, taking this pill isn't going to make you skinny.
Right.
I got to ask you one thing about your, you love food. You haven't really given up anything.
Nope.
And I've always thought this too. Sometimes just tasting something almost satisfies you versus eating six pieces of that pizza.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I was like an ice cream fiend. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
But now I just buy those mini cups, and that's
it. Kind of satisfying. You get that in your mind, and then the thing, the way I found, and like I'm trying to give anybody, you know, but the one thing I found at times with that is like, because I'm kind of a compulsive eater, I eat fast and everything, that just tasting it and savoring it a little bit of something, it's like, yep. Okay, I'm good.
Slow down.
That's a really good thing, too, is to slow down while you're eating. We eat way too fast.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Well, Coach Kathy Bratz, so impressed with you.
You are. You're impressed.
Love having you on. Love how just matter-of-factly you tell people what to do. Get out and move.
And you don't want to make any money. You don't want to sell it. You're just a great example. I really look up to you.
We're going to take your story and we're going to sell it.
Right.
Because we're going to make money.
Do you mind?
Yeah. And we want you back again. We got to start our quick break. Coach Kathy Bratz joining us back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans crash. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. 30 were taken to hospitals after authorities in New Orleans say someone intentionally drove into a crowd on Canal and Bourbon Street.
The French Quarter was packed with New Year's Eve and Sugar Bowl revelers as midnight rang in 2025. About 3 hours later, the crowd was still thick on Bourbon Street when, according to police, the driver of a pickup truck or SUV intentionally plowed through the throng of people. Investigators tell ABC News the driver sped away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation. That driver is still at large. Bourbon Street's a focal point of the New Orleans tourism scene. And today, the city hosts the Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal game between Georgia and Notre Dame. Again, 10 people are dead, 30 hurt and taken to hospitals after a vehicle drove through a crowd in New Orleans. The driver is still at large. This is ABC News. Today in South Korea, grieving relatives of